You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director for BNI Heartland. And today I am beyond honored. I'm super excited. With me, I have Tim Roberts, and he's got a few titles here. He is the U.S. National Director currently. He's also Executive Director for New Hampshire, Maine, Orlando, and Jacksonville. He runs the Power of One podcast himself. So I can safely say, Tim, this is the first time that I've had somebody else that does a podcast on my podcast. So I think it's awesome. I mean, I'm excited.
It could be a mess. We don't know.
Well, that's true, too. As some of you know, usually I say we make some points or we have a little conversation of the topics we're going to talk about. And Tim and I have had this conversation a while ago. It's actually where I got the idea from. And so we didn't plan anything. I think this will work out perfectly. But the topic we're going to cover on is kind of a basic BNI topic that only benefits you if you can eliminate this word. And that word, as some of you may have guessed, is anybody. And in the early days of BNI, we were trained that when you use the word anybody in your weekly presentation, in your feature presentation, it's too broad. But it's such a hard habit to break because a lot of us do feel, no, I can literally work with anybody. And that may be true, but I'm going to have Tim take over and explain how much work you're putting on the members when you use that one simple word versus how being specific can get you better results. So Tim, take it away.
Yeah. So thank you. First, thank you for having me on the podcast. I've been following you guys since the inception, and they're bringing a lot of value to a lot of BNI members. So I appreciate that effort.
Thank you.
I would only add to it before we get into the why behind it, the other words would be anyone or someone and somebody, right? So I often joke that if you ask for anybody, somebody, anyone or someone, you're getting nobody and no one. And that's just the reality of the situation. And you make a good point. It's very hard to break, because we tend to think in terms of prospecting. When we are thinking of our own business, we think of prospects, who can we target? And maybe we say anyone, though I argue that that's never the case. Mm-hmm. That nobody can work with just anyone or everyone. And remind me to tell you a funny story to prove that. But we think and we try to look for opportunities. Everywhere we go, we're thinking about opportunities and for our business. And that's natural. Okay, and I talk a lot about why you can find referral opportunities or business opportunities for yourself everywhere you go, and it's because you're constantly thinking about it, both conscious and subconsciously. It's kind of the whole reticular activator, if you've ever heard of that,
yep.
Right? It's kind of the power of the mind, and we tend to see what we think about or focus on, and so if you're always thinking about your business, you're always going to see opportunities for yourself, and thus you feel like, I can work with anybody. They're always out there. These are easy to find. Why is it none of my members can find them for me? Well, and here's the reality. When you stand up and you do your weekly presentation, what you have to do, you have to realize is what you're trying to do, which is train people to find these opportunities for you. Okay, so your whole purpose is to get people who are not thinking like you to see things that they are otherwise not seeing right now. When you use words like anybody, somebody, anyone or someone, here's why it doesn't work. What you are quite literally asking people to do is to go out and prospect for you. Now, as much as we live giver's gain and we love each other and we want to help each other and we all want to see each other succeed, I can guarantee that none of your fellow members are going to use whatever little free time they might be able to find in their day to go out and prospect for you, right? So it's not even that we're making it difficult by being broad. We're making it difficult by asking people to go out and do something they have no interest in doing, or no time to do, and we're putting a ton of work on them to help us, right? And it's kind of like a misguided expectation.
And not to be confused with a compound referral, though, because there are members out there that might know your business well enough or they work with you close enough that they can find and prospect for you. But with those members, you would be more specific on what you were looking for anyways, because they would understand better. You wouldn't dare take somebody very strong in your contact sphere and say, hey, go find anybody for me. You'd be comfortable to say, I know you're going to be at ABC Company next week. I've been trying to meet Jenny there. can you get me a connection with Jenny with the connection that you have? And I think a weekly presentation that specific could even get results outside of your contact sphere if your members have those connections.
Yeah, I think it's actually the first time I've ever articulated this with a member. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I said, you know, they're talking about all the things they're doing. And I said, why are you trying to network the same with every member in your chapter? Like, that doesn't, when you think about it, you don't need to do that. There's nothing that requires you to do that. And frankly, it doesn't make a lot of sense to try to network at the same level in the same way with every single member, right? Your approach, your discussions, your strategies can be and should be different based on opportunities, right? So whether they're in your contact sphere or not, whether they are seeing the type of people you're looking for, whether they're a new member or somebody you've known for 5 years, these can all dictate the level of conversations you have, and it will dictate how that one-to-one is run and how that time is spent. Now, your weekly presentation, however, though, is trying to be capture as many people as possible, right? So I wouldn't break it down to say, can you make an introduction, like point at somebody or target somebody and see if it could help, but you can be very specific. And in fact, the more specific you are, and it's not just anybody and somebody, that's part of it, but also another mistake people make is they target the people in the room when they say that, right? So they sell instead of train, and there's a lot of theories on that. But the more specific you are, the more, not only the more compound tier two, tier three referrals will you eventually get, the more tier one referrals you will actually get as well, right? The more specific you can be, the more likely it is people will start putting themselves in a similar situation, right? So, if you use words like anybody, somebody, you're asking for prospecting. If you use like you, have you ever, did you know, have you looked at, now you're selling. Right? And these things make it difficult for people to really find referrals. So if you can break it down, the idea of being specific is to get people to start thinking. And the more you can get them start thinking, the more likely they will start thinking about themselves in that situation as well.
Well, I think that even is why testimonials are so important, because when you give a good testimonial, it does get people thinking, mm-hmm. Hey, I know somebody that falls into that, or I know somebody that would want that service, even if it didn't necessarily relate to your weekly presentation. That's why I think testimonials have a lot more value than a lot of members see, because if a good testimonial can lead to a referral, that's almost one step further than just giving them the referral because of the education that you're giving them and the credibility that you're also showing for the member.
It's all about effort and purpose, right? So same thing. Testimonial is great, but it's great. It's better if it's thought out, well articulated, and in writing so that it can be shared. You know, if you just wing it, like, hey, I want to thank, you know, so-and-so because they helped me out last week, like, that's not going to be impactful, and it kind of loses its purpose. So testimonials can be really great. Inviting is a great way to be giving people if you do it with purpose and you do it with a focus and strategy. Finding referrals for people, listening for the referrals for people. I mean, all these things have meaning and purpose that I think sometimes we just take for granted, which is natural because we get through our normal day-to-day activities, and a B&I just becomes a habit. And like any other habit, we start doing things we don't even realize we're doing, whether it's good for us or bad for us, right? It's about habit creation. It's amazing how easy we tend to create habits that are not good for us because they're easier to do. They're less work, right? And B&I just becomes that way. People stop realizing what they are or are not doing in their membership on a weekly basis because it comes up, it's quick. Oh my God, it's Tuesday again. I got my meeting. We don't prepare for it. And it becomes a slippery slope. And preparation is all parts of it, right? That includes really thinking about who are you targeting, really thinking about how are you going to train somebody to target that person or see that person, and not just winging it like, yeah, anybody. Or so I'll give you the story. We had a phone sales guy in a chapter once. It was actually my father, who's a member, who continuously would do this. Anybody with a phone is a good referral for me. Anybody with a phone. Now, he was really trying to target people with, like, wanted to put in phone systems and companies and stuff. So my father wrote him a referral from my 80-year-old grandfather. And he's got a phone. He's like, well, that's not really what I wanted. It's like, no, that's exactly what you asked for. What do you mean it's not what you wanted? It's exactly what you asked for. You know, when you try to target everyone, you have to realize you might get everyone. And that's not a good thing, right? You should really be thinking about who do you specifically want to work with? I think too many people try to be too, what's the right word, too broad and in their own businesses, meaning like,
oh, sure,
BNI to really get more of what they want. They use BNI to get anything that they can do. And it's kind of like a scarcity mentality, right? Like, I want to try to get everything. And in today's world, in today's business, you know, it's different than 10 years ago. You really don't need that mentality anymore. I mean, business, right. The opportunities are everywhere. So being specific is really starts with being specific to yourself of what do you want? Like, what do you really want? Not everything that you could have. What do you really want? BNI should be a tool that allows you to do more of the things you love and less of the things you don't. Mm-hmm. But you've got to start yourself by specifying what that is.
So I always like putting challenges out there. For the listeners that are listening to this podcast, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, put it in your schedule, set an alarm, turn your emails off, everything. Obviously before your meeting, but give 5 minutes preparation to your weekly presentation. And I can almost guarantee you that within a month or two, you will be getting better results. And it's because you can be more specific. You're more focused on what you're asking for. You stay away from that broad of anybody, and you don't put that extra work on your members. You do the work ahead of time. And then when you present it, you give them everything they need, and they're going to have the opportunity to get that referral for you, bring it in, and you continue to grow your business. Would you agree, Tim?
Yeah. So I was told people my story when I was a member. I was a member before anything else, and the fact that I'm U.S. National Director makes zero sense to anybody. And it's just been a weird path. You know, I mean, I tell everybody, if you ever listen to my podcast, my backstory of I was literally somebody's reaction in a conversation away from being a member statistic, meaning I would have quit my first year because I got nothing out of it. But luckily for me, my father had bought the region, which forced me to not quit and really forced me to have to learn all these things that most members just aren't forced to do. They either learn it and get success, they don't and they quit. We try to give them opportunities, right? I know your regions are really strong in opportunities for trainings and advanced trainings, but nobody's forcing them to do it, right? It's just like joining a gym. Nobody's forcing you to go to the gym. The people who really use the gym either had early habits or had serious health scares, right? And for me, if you use the analogy of that, like it was like having a heart attack. I couldn't do anything else. Like, I had to do it. I didn't have the option of walking away. So I wish more people kind of had that.
Yeah.
When I left, I was getting 5 to 6 referrals a week. And there's two things I associated the most to that. Number one is I used to do 5 one-to-ones a week, one every day. And I used to also physically, and I showed you my schedule, so I'm still good at doing some of these things.
Yeah.
Physically scheduled time in my calendar every day, 15 minutes. That was it, 15 minutes a day that I worked on my membership, right? So whether that was working on that weekly presentation, preparing for a one-to-one, inviting, preparing for my upcoming featured presentations, whatever it was, 15 minutes a day. I started on time and I stopped. Yep. But when you think about it, it doesn't sound hard, but it's harder than you think because it takes discipline to stick to it. It's very easy to be like, oh, well, I'll do that 15 minutes later and then you never do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was about creating the habit. But that's an hour and 15 minutes a week I was working on my membership. And that's an hour and 15 minutes working on, not in, on the membership that most people don't. So if you don't have that hour and 15 minutes a week that I was doing, then you got to try to find the 5 hours a month that I was doing.
Yeah.
If you can't find that, then you got to go find the 60 hours a year that I was doing that prep work on that most members weren't doing. I fully associate my success with doing that. Think about that. I mean, that's a week and a half of full-time work on but working on that membership.
Well, I think even the 60 hours a year, if you really think about it, that's not a lot. We have a lot of hours in a year. They go by fast, but we have a lot of hours in a year. And another thing that you didn't have the advantage then is I'm sure you did some education during the 15 minutes from time to time. You didn't have CEUs or chapter education units to log then. We do now. And we have university that we can use where it's all at our fingertips or even on your phone. Log on there, and like you said, that 15 minutes. And I stink at discipline. I've failed many times trying to set that 5, 10, whatever minutes aside, but I'm getting better at it because it's something you can practice. And just like any good habit, as we talked about before, you can form that habit in a good or bad way.
Yeah, I mean, it just the practice is the key word, right? It takes just time and energy and practice to put in. I mean, if you made 3 out of 5 this week, that's still more time than you did the week before. And you start building on and building on. I mean, the access to information today is off the charts. It's continuously growing. There is no excuse besides lack of want to not learn how to become better at anything in life. And BNI is no different, right? And especially now, like you said, university, every member in the U.S. has access to the university right on their phones, right on their tablets, 24/7. Podcasts, there's multiple BNI podcasts now, yours and Ivan's and mine and others. There's books and CDs, there's webinars, there's live trainings. I mean, there's just too much to have the excuse of lack of access. It's now just a matter of lack of want or lack of priority to get it. But, you know, and that just comes down to, it's like anything in life. I tell people, you know, people want more referrals as much as they want 6-pack abs, but we all know why, you know, we don't have the 6-pack abs and we probably should know why we don't have the referrals we want either.
It's pretty sad. I openly admit I will never have a 6-pack and I'm okay with that.
That's exactly the point. So you don't want it bad enough. And I fall in that. I use that all the time. I tell people, they're like, if somebody said, hey, I can give you 6-pack abs, and yeah, I would take it. I wouldn't turn them down.
Right.
But I also know that that can't happen. And I like beer and cake a little bit more. So this is what it is. And that's fine. I have to accept that. And that's where I think everybody in life, when it comes to success in your business, in your life, in BNI, it's the same thing. You decide how bad you want those results and whether you're okay not achieving that next level. That's perfect. And it doesn't make anybody bad. It's not a bad thing, you know, but if you're perfectly happy with the results you're getting, then keep doing what you're doing. If you're not, don't keep doing what you're doing, because if you do, you're by definition insane. And that's a difficult thing, I think, in society on a lot of levels for people to get over.
One, I'm going to kind of close it up with this. So Gary Vee, public speaker, and one thing he really pushes is there are people that make $70,000-$80,000 a year. They have a family and they're totally fine with that. That is their cup of tea. They're great. But if you want more than that, you can't sit there and complain and just hope and dream. You have to go out and get those things. And it takes a lot of things that we talked about: commitment, training, blocking out that time, practice, and building those good habits. So
it starts by, and we'll tie it to everything else, it starts by being specific with what you want. Awesome. Start there. And then line everything else up to that, including your weekly presentations and everything else. Be specific, teach them exactly what you're targeting. Don't let somebody else try to dictate what's a good fit for you. Tell them what's a good fit for you and let them go find that.
Perfect. And for our listeners, just to remind you that these podcasts are meant for you. If there's ever a topic that you would like to have us cover in the future, please email us at podcasts@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that. Tim, once again, thank you so much for your time. I don't know when we'll get to see each other live next time, but like I said, you brought great content, and this went better than I expected.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for the invite. I'm actually trying to schedule a trip to Omaha here in the next couple months, so we might see each other sooner than later, which would be good.
Well, if I can steal 20 minutes from you, I'll put you on another podcast.
We'll do that.
Live. Awesome. Thanks, Tim. Have a good one.
All right.
And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.